A large response effort is underway to deal with a Trident Seafoods fishing tender that sank Sunday morning near the mouth of one of the major salmon-producing rivers in Bristol Bay. KDLG's Mike Mason has the details.
The 78-foot tender Lone Star is currently sitting nearly upside down near the mouth of the Agushik River on the west side of the Nooshigak Commercial Fishing District. A unified command has been created to deal with the sunken tender, and a large response effort is getting organized. John Brown is with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. He confirms that an overflight of the sunken tender was conducted Monday morning.
They overflew the vessel and observed a light sheen coming from the stern of the vessel that was about 300 foot by 20 foot. It was a broken silver sheen, and it was determined that it wasn't really recoverable. But what they're going to be doing this evening is loading up a bunch of absorbent sausage boom and taking it out the vessel and trying to catch any of that sheen that's coming off the vessel.
The Lone Star is apparently sitting in about 18 feet of water and is bowed down with the stern exposed. Brown admits the area is very tidally influenced, and it's unclear if boom will actually be effective.
We recognize that the currents are too strong for anchoring boom. This will actually be just basically probably just tied off to the stern of the vessel on each side, just trying to catch any of that sheen that might be coming off there.
At the time of the sinking, the Lone Star had about 14,000 gallons of diesel fuel on board, along with 250 gallons of unleaded gasoline. The vessel also held about 150 gallons of hydraulic oil and 150 gallons of lubricating oils. Brown confirms the U.S. Coast Guard has contracted Magone Marine Services to remove the petroleum products off the Lone Star. Brown notes that the company is bringing in divers and diving equipment that should allow a closer look at the Lone Star.
Our hope is here in the immediate near future, possibly tomorrow night's tide if we're lucky, but we're looking possibly more at Wednesday's low tide in the evening, of plugging the vents and keeping the fuel inside of the vessel.
The cause of the sinking of the Lone Star will be investigated by the Coast Guard, but the crew on board reported that when the tide changed, the anchor line struck the transducer, which caused damage to the vessel's hull. The vessel then began taking on water. A Good Samaritan vessel picked up the four crew members on board the Lone Star before it sank, and they are all safe and sound. Shortly after the vessel sank, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game closed the commercial set net fishery in the area and instituted a large closed area for the drifters. Those closures have since been rescinded, and everyone is apparently back to fishing as normal. So far, there have been no reports of contaminated fish or waterfowl. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.